66 degrees at 8:56. Let's check commodity markets now. We bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Market's a little higher overnight, but a more mixed picture to start the day here this morning. Trade talk between the U.S. and China appears to be taking a more positive tone. Yesterday reports that China is looking to import an additional $70 billion of U.S. goods, presumed mostly in the agricultural sector, is taking some of the sting out of the recent negative trade rhetoric. Dollar trade is retreating this morning, as are the crude prices. Hopefully this weakness in the crude will usher in a little bit of retreat at the pump and pump prices. Mixed influences on our commodities to start the day. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning. Current price action, July corn down three quarters at 383 even. December corn, 404 and a quarter, steady on the day. Soybeans, July soybeans down a half at $10 and three quarters of a cent. November beans, 1019 and three quarters, down three quarters of a cent as well. Soybean meal, July is down 80 cents a ton at 366.50, and December is 367 and a half, down a dollar. Chicago wheat, July is 522 and three quarters, up 12 and three quarters, kind of a bright spot there. And December wheat is 561 and a half, up 12 as well. Kansas City wheat, trailing right along at July, is up 13 at 542. And December Kansas City wheat is 584, up 12 and a half. Minneapolis wheat up 9 1/4 basis to July at 606 1/4, and the December is 627 1/4, up 9 1/4. Interesting to note that the funds have actually switched from short to long wheat, which is the first time they've seen that in probably over a year. Very compelling price action, and maybe we'll see some more of that in Friday's Commitment of Traders report. Livestock trade, cattle is up better than half a dollar, and hogs are up about a dollar plus. Hogs have bounced nicely from chart support, so we'll see if we see the additional fall through today. It looks encouraging. Cattle posted an outside day up on the charts yesterday, telegraphing a little optimism that there as well. Tuesday the 12th, we'll get updated numbers from the USDA. Domestic wheat numbers are likely to be in motion for both the supply and demand columns. I think the hard red winter wheat numbers are probably going to be lower for production, and maybe we'll see additional demand figures show up later on down the road. Global numbers may see a little bit of a tweaking, but no significant adjustments being talked about at this time. Trade concerns about China appear to be a day-by-day figure once again, and June is expected to be have a couple of significant announcements about U.S. trade policy with China, one in the middle of the month and one at the end of the month. Ethanol production and inventory numbers due out shortly may offer the price action in corn a little bit of a guidance. Hopefully, it'll be good news. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you so much, Bill. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. One other ag note for you this morning. The meeting Todd Gleason is hosting with Roach Ag has been moved. It's not in Sonneman. It's been moved to the library in Forest and begins in just a moment at 9 a.m. Don't worry about getting there a little late if you'd like to meet and hear from Brian Roach again. That meeting has been moved to the library in Forest. Checking your weather forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard on this Wednesday. Mostly sunny skies with a high of 84 degrees. Wind out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies dropping down to a low of 64. Wind out of the southeast at 5 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies, warmer for the day tomorrow with a high of 90 degrees. Partly cloudy for Friday. A chance of a thunderstorm late in the day with a high of 92 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 67 degrees at 9 o'clock.